Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Paul Rauschenbusch. My guest is Rabbi Joshua Stanton. Go on with gratitude.
I'm grateful to live in a democracy that is still alive. And with all of its challenges, with all of the suffering that we have experienced, with the rise of genuine totalitarians, with the rise of genuinely anti-democratic forces, Americans have made clear that they are grateful for democracy. And I am grateful not just for democracy, but for my fellow Americans. And I'm blessed to have relationships across a surprisingly large swath of the American political spectrum. And I am always heartened by the people who are in a very different political space than me, with whom I can still share some values. And so I am grateful for values-based conversations that are moving away from the tired tropes of politics, and that will enable us to figure out what we do share and how we can build together going forward. And I'm grateful for wonderful teachers, many of whom are Jewish, but increasingly many of whom are not Jewish. Paul, you have been a teacher and mentor for years. Dr. Ibu Patel, teacher and mentor for years. Reverend Dr. Jackie Lewis, teacher and mentor for years. Rabbi Ben Spratt on the Upper West Side, one of the finest congregational rabbis in the country, himself the bearer of a remarkable faith journey with a dad who grew up Mormon and a mother who grew up Jewish, and navigating all of the aspects of identity in a beautiful way. And I feel like
what I'm getting from you is like a surround sound gratitude, which is about like, it's not just, I'm glad I have this really awesome house. Things matter. It's fine. But also like a national perspective, an ally perspective, a sense of the teachers. I think that it helps us to think widely about what is, what gratitude can be and how expansive it can be. It's almost like the longer you spend with gratitude, the more you can look around and say, oh, right, there's another area. So I just really appreciate the kind of the 360 you're giving. I know it also goes very personal and close to you.
Yes. I just want to underline something that you said, which is gratitude as a practice. It's not a state of being. It's a practice. It's sometimes one of the more difficult practices for human beings. For us as clergy, when I come back from a funeral and a part of me is broken inside, it is hard to feel gratitude. And for people who are suffering in so many dimensions, it is hard. And what I love about the practice of it and the Jewish approach to it, it's hold all of the things, including gratitude. Don't have gratitude eclipse other emotions, have it in addition to them. And at home on a day-to-day basis, for those of us who are blessed to be parents, there is gratitude mixed in with beautiful moments of frustration and agita and sleep deprivation and too many details to hold and a sense that you're dropping the ball somewhere and the sense that you should have shown up differently, you could have done better, the self-doubt and all of it. And I'm blessed to have this beautiful, almost four-year-old in my life as my child. And I'm feeling a lot of gratitude for all that he's teaching me. And we're in an interesting moment where he is navigating questions of gender in a way that I never did as a four-year-old. And I'm grateful that it is something that he is able to imagine for himself in an open-ended way. And I'm so grateful that he is living in an age where he doesn't have to be just socialized into a gender. He is by sex gender. I default to male. And there are moments when he really identifies as female, and it changes on a day-to-day basis. And I am somebody who is sort of a cis, straight, Ashkenazi dude bro who does his best, but really does not know a lot about a lot, especially with regard to gender and LGBTQ rights. And I was talking to a colleague, and they said that the phenomenon is gender creative, that he's figuring it out, and that that's a beautiful thing. And I'm grateful that we live in a time where I don't have to tell him to be tough and tell him not to feel emotions and tell him that he's male, right or wrong, and tell him in very rigid ways what maleness is. I, for the life of me, could not put into words what it is to be a man. So how am I going to tell my four-year-old what it is to be a male? And so I feel really blessed at home.
We need to take another break, but there's more still ahead on this week's show. Up next, more with Rabbi Joshua Stanton. And later, some of the faith voices that came to Washington earlier this month in support of the Respect for Marriage Act. If you miss any part of today's program, you can hear full episodes of State of Belief anytime on our website. You can also find links to topics we discussed this week, extended interviews and transcripts, and an archive of past shows, all at stateofbelief.com. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, made for such a time as this.